year of this event that takes place at the Claremar Lakes Campground in New London, Ohio. Harry, tell me about the festival. Last year it was your first year for it. What's the purpose of the festival, and what do you expect for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Bruce. It is more than a music festival. We like to call it that. Certainly, we have a lot of great music. One of our big intentions was to create a variety of music. A lot of music festivals seem to go with one theme or one style of music. So our intention from the beginning has been to tap a lot of different music interests and in that way build a community around that variety.
That's sort of how sometimes music festivals started. In order to get a festival of enough people to perform, you take somebody from a jazz, maybe a folk band, so, you know, some kind of maybe African rhythm band or something like that, and put it together. What kind of music do you feature at your kind of festival?
Well, we do have a nice variety. We have some blues, bluegrass, rock, some jazz styles, country, folk, really all over the map from that standpoint.
What is it in your background or your makeup that you decided, let's do a music festival?
Yeah, excellent question, Craig. So, I'm a psychologist and really have a lot of emphasis on healing and transformation in my life. And I'm also a musician, so I've been playing music for a lot of years. And there's something about that intersection between music and healing that's really, as I see it, the sweet spot. So, you know, as I see it, the body doesn't lie. When people are experiencing great music, there is something about being able to forget about troubles and stress just seems to lift off of people. And just to me, it just seems like the easiest way to get people feeling good.
It comes about in two different ways. One, physical, maybe through the music, the sound, and also lyrically. Sometimes there's a little introspection that goes on with songs and things like that, too.
Absolutely. In fact, we've been, again, real intentional about the kind of music that we're creating here. A lot of these artists are original artists, of course, and as I see it, very meaningful lyrics and things about life, their own lives, real transformational kinds of writing.
And you were happy enough with last year's response that you want to do it again.
Yes, exactly. We were affected by some difficult weather last year, but that didn't keep us down. So we're doing it again, and the intention is to do this for a long time. So we're really wanting to see the vision grow. And we had, from last year, we had people come in from many states away from Ohio to come and attend. So that felt like a good compliment to what we're doing.
How does the weekend progress? What happens day to day? Is one day different from the next? Or
yes, there's a lot of variety. We have also workshops in addition to the music. So we have yoga, some different kinds of voice healing and learning. So for those who are interested in learning things about their voice, singing voice, transformation through that. So usually each day we'll start with some workshops and then move into the music itself. And each day is probably almost a 12-hour day. So we're starting each day around noon and go until about midnight. So it's busy. And then Sunday ends a little bit earlier, around 5 o'clock.
And you also have... Let's talk about a preview. Before the big festival, you've got something going on right here in downtown Wellington.
That's great, Craig. We will be at the Red Iron Bar and Grill, which is not too far. We can see it right here from Dimitri's. We will be there Thursday night. It's a free showcase. So our thought was, if we can get people out for free and get to see the level of talent that we're bringing here to the area, how could they not want to join us for the festival? So that night we'll have Emily Keener, who I think you'll be having here shortly. We also have Erica Coolness. She's in from Nova Scotia, Canada. And then we also have Matt Otis and The Sound, and they're in from Pennsylvania. So for free, people could come out, sample it. And we're also offering a special that night only. People can get $15 off the festival ticket. So if they buy their ticket right there at the showcase, we're going to give them some discount.
And that ticket will cover the entire 3 days then?
Yes, and that festival ticket is for all the music, all the workshops, and also festival camping and parking. So it's all inclusive.
And your headliner this year, the Womacks, a great band. I've seen them perform. They are... top notch.
They are top notch. Yeah, true professionals and great people on top of that. So yeah, they're featured Saturday night. We're happy to have three great headliners. Friday night we have Carlos Jones, a really popular reggae act out of the region here. And then on Sunday, the Sun King Warriors, which is featuring Jim Donovan of the band Rusted Root and that group out of Pittsburgh area.
I also see, too, from the lineup that Tertium Quid is back. That's one of your groups, right?
Correct. Wow, what a good memory you have. Yes, Tertium Quid will be back for another performance this year at the Rhythm of Life Festival.
When you invite groups and artists to perform, do you tell them what it's all about? Do they prepare something maybe different for a festival like this, since it has an added dimension?
You know what? Great question. Not necessarily. I think we're really intentional about who we choose, and we know that these people will already fit into the vision that we have. I certainly talk to people, especially the bands. You know, bands, of course, they make their money by gigging. So a lot of times bands will have to come in and then leave and go other places. I really try to get them to come and hang out at the festival, because it feels to me like this is, as I said, more than just the music. So if we can create community around what we're doing, I think that's really where the heart of it is.
And with any campground, I assume there's plenty of places for music to occur, even spontaneously.
Yes. In fact, that's another thing to emphasize. We have a community stage. We did this last year as well. It's basically a stage that's open to anyone, anytime, for non-amplified music to come and just do their own music. So that's definitely a piece of what it is that we're offering.
And it also is, you know, geared toward the family, too. Sometimes festivals, you think, maybe have sort of a climate to it that maybe kids wouldn't be involved, but this is something you hope whole families could be a part of.
Definitely a family-friendly event. Children 12 and under are free for admission, so that's something we want to be really place a value on, people bringing their kids out to the festival. And yes, indeed, it is something to bring the whole family out to.
Well, it is the Rhythm of Life Festival, 19th, 20th, 21st at Claremar Lakes Campground in New London, Ohio. You can go to ROLF. I was going to say Rolf Festival. That's why I look at it. The website, rolfestival.com.
Correct.
To get all the details as well about that. And we'll be giving away another pair of tickets for the event coming up in just a little bit here at AM 930 WEOL. Our guest today, Dr. Harry Pepper, who's one of the co-creators of the Rhythm of Life Festival going on this weekend. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me in.